This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So the fact of the matter is, I have said for a long time, I know that there are people that listen who disagree with me politically, and that's okay. Honestly, it really is. I don't mind. I actually appreciate it. I know there are also people that say they'll never listen again, so thank you for not listening today as you're listening right now. I also know that there's people that they don't want to admit it, but they're Democrats. They listen to me. They know the party's gone crazy, and they just don't know how to properly express it at the mainline cocktail parties. I understand. I get it. It's okay to admit, like Governor Ed Rendell did, that by being so far to the left on these issues, you're going to lose. It's okay. Admit it. Just get it out. It's a cleanse. It's a therapeutic cleanse when you get it out. You'll feel so much better about yourself. Once again, Bill Maher says something that's right. All right. Now, Bill Maher and I probably politically disagree on many, many things, but I find him to be funny most of the time, which is rare in today's day and age. And they hate the fact that he's funny, so they all come after him. And Bill Maher has been consistent in speaking out against political correctness, something that has recently hit me right at home on my doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
Come right home to the Cioli Show. Bill Maher condemned the far left. You've got to listen to this. It's very important here. And ties, I think, right in with what Ed Rendell said today on the show. Cut one.
I sat through the last debate screaming at the television set as one Democratic candidate after another suggested that Barack Obama was too conservative on health care and immigration. How maddening is that to you that they're having this race to the far left?
It's not good. It's kind of a cancer on progressivism. I've been saying this for years, that first of all, you have to stand up to Twitter. Twitter isn't us. Twitter isn't the rank and file Democrat. It's not even most liberals. But they don't do it. This race is begging for someone to do a kind of a sister soldier moment with that far left. If you run on taking away people's health care and taxing them too much and taking away all their guns, and trans women get abortion rights. I think that came up in the first debate. I don't think you're going to win this election.
Wow. I just got to give Bill Maher a standing ovation for that.
Wow.
That's Bill Maher, who's, by the way, on the left. Okay?
Right-wing conservative Bill Maher.
Yeah, right-wing conservative kook Bill Maher.
That takes a lot of chutzpah for me.
Can I please get on his show? How do I get on that show?
Yeah, he would love you.
Seriously, actually. we would have such a great time together on his show. How do I get on there, HBO show?
I know the executive producer. Dude, from dealing with him from a former host here.
So okay, can you please, now that I agree with Bill Maher more than he would agree with that former host? Bill Maher and I seem eye to eye way more than that former host does.
It's true.
Let's be honest. I've said everything Bill Maher just said.
Yeah.
But Bill Maher wants to vote for a Democrat. I want to vote for Trump. So that's the difference, right? Holy cow.
Liberals hate him, by the way.
They hate him.
They hate him.
See, I know sometimes I say things that people take me out of context. I'm not endorsing Tulsi Gabbard. I just think she's a very unique candidate for the moment. Not sure if my wife's in the car right now.
Boy.
But she has been saying the similar things as Bill Maher has been saying, and she's not on that stage. There's a reason why she's not on that stage. They hate her, too. Bill Maher is decrying the wokeness of the left, where, by the way, you can't make jokes about anything anymore. You come after comedians, and you stand up there and say the most ridiculous things in the world and expect that it's going to play in America, and it's not. And it's very consistent with what Governor Ed Rendell said today on the show. If you missed it, again, this is big news. I mean, he said that he thinks Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are unelectable in Pennsylvania. First, he talked about the climate, their stance on climate, and then he said this.
In parts of Pennsylvania, in the middle of the state, in the west of the state, I got called by a fairly high-ranking Western elected Democrat for the sake of he didn't want to go public, so I won't reveal who it was, but it was a pretty high up office holder, and he said, what Senator Sanders and Senator Warren are saying on energy just won't fly in Western Pennsylvania. And if they're the nominees, we can't carry the state. Now, I'm not sure that I agree that we can't carry the state, but if it's Senator Sanders or Senator Warren, it'll be much tougher. And the thing that disturbs me more than even their views on energy, and you know, I was very much in favor of fracking under the right controls, as is Governor Wolf and as was Barack Obama. It's given America a huge boost in energy. It's produced a lot of jobs and made us very competitive in the energy field internationally. But what concerns me more is Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, and actually Senator Harris, their views on health care, where they want Medicare for all. And their view of Medicare for all is no private insurance. So there, as you know, Rich, there are over 150 million Americans who have private insurance. And some of them don't like it because their private insurance isn't very good. But let's say 100 million, two-thirds of them, are very satisfied with their private insurance. You can't win a general election if you tell 100 million people that they're going to lose the insurance that they have, that they like, and are very satisfied with, through their unions or through their companies that they work for. You can't tell them that they're going to lose that private insurance. We're going to make it illegal for them to have it and force them into a government-run program.
See? Look, you know, I think I'm a pretty smart guy and a pretty reasonable guy, and I know that there are the mainline Democrats who listen to the show, and I get it. This is not Ed Rendell's Democrat Party anymore. Okay, this is not that party. This is a kooky woke left party, and Biden has fallen into the trap on the climate by talking about energy, which is also something that I brought up with Ed Rendell, and I asked him flat out. I said, when he's talked about banning coal and banning fracking, how is that going to play? And Rendell's answer was, yeah, it's going to make it tough for him. As in, Joe, like, shut up. You're not going to win if you keep saying this stuff. So this is why I think Pennsylvania is all about Pennsylvania. And it's all about who wins Pennsylvania, which is why I think Donald Trump's going to be reelected president. I mean, that's my view on this. I don't see a difference on this. 855-839-1210. And to prove this point, I mean, Time Magazine has now come out with their all climate issue. And they insist now there's no other side. Time Magazine, Dawn, do you remember when Time Magazine and journalism was considered once a, what would you say now about Time Magazine? Like,
yeah, that it was highly respected news magazine.
Highly respected news is the key word, right? News.
It was.
Well, this is now the Time Magazine editor on their new issue on the on Stephanie Ruhle's MSNBC show. Take a listen.
Time Magazine's brand new issue is solely dedicated to climate change, and it is only the fifth issue where every single page is dedicated to a single topic. You don't have any skeptics here, and there are still a lot of skeptics. Possibly our president is one.
You know, we can and should debate what is the best route to mitigate climate change and global warming. The science, the fact that it's happening, is settled. There is no other side to the science.
So to you, there is no debate whether or not this exists. It exists, so there's no reason to give voice to the other?
It's right in front of us. The phenomenon. We can debate the methods. We can debate the policies. We do, in this issue and in all of our coverage, debate how we come at this. But the fact that it's happening is settled.
It's stunning that there are still people who are skeptical. I want to share what Al Gore writes about the size of the problem, where he says, humanity is now spewing more than 110 million tons of global warming pollution every day into the atmosphere, adding that it is equal to what would be released by 500,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding on Earth every single day. That being the case, how is it that this isn't being treated like more of an emergency?
Well, Time Magazine couldn't agree with you more, so there you go. And this is what I mean. So I don't know what else to tell you to prove my point on how far left this party's gone on the environment and on Medicare for all. They can't win. in 2020. They can't.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.